Okay, so the learning today is sponsored by Larry Horn, Lilui Neshama of his mother, Ita Bat Moshe Zechron Levracha. All right, so learning today is Lilui Nishmata. All right, we're on Daf Chaf today. I'm doing Shabbos's Daf. You got it on Sunday. I do Shabbos yesterday's Daf. I hope that's all right. Otherwise, all right. So I'm on Chaf Amud Aleph. We're dealing with a series of questions that Abayi posed to Rabbah. Rabbah was Abayi's uncle, and he was his Rebbe. So on the top line, on Chaf Amud Aleph 28, the top line, Baimine Abayi Me Rabbah, Abayi posed a question to Rabbah, Chatzir Shirosha Nichnas Lebein HaPasim, Malotal Til Mitocha Lebein HaPasim, Umi Bein HaPasim Letocha. If I have a Chatzir, let me get a picture out for everybody. Hopefully I can do it. One second. Let me get back. Give me one second. Not this. Okay. One second. Okay. So if you see in picture 18, here you see a chatzer. Here's house and opens into the chatzer, and then here's the pase birot, which we spoke about, these L-shaped wedges. Now, normally I can't carry from one rishus yachid to another rishus yachid on a drabanan level, unless I make an Eruve Chatzerot between them. But here I have one Chatzer, so that's the one idea. But then here the Pasei Birot, if we view this as another Chatzer, I shouldn't be able to carry from them. So he says, can I carry from this Chatzer to the Pasei Birot and from the Pasei Birot to the Chatzer? They're both Rishus Yachid, but can I carry from one to another? Normally, if I have two Rishus Yachid, I can't carry from one to another without an Eruv. So he says, Amarle Mutar. So he says, you're allowed to do that. And if you look at the top line in Rashi, it says, Amarle Mutar, Daleka Diurin, Benapasim, Delisru Alayu, Delave Motzi Mirushutel Shul Chavero. Since there are nobody's residing here, we don't view it as like owned. In other words, another Rishus Yachid. In other words, like we're not doing ownership, like the title to it. We're doing like, is there somebody residing there? So if nobody's residing there, so then you can carry from this Rishus Yachid to the Pasei Birot and vice versa. Then he asked, Shtayim Mahu, Mai. Now let's say here in the next picture, in picture 19, so here I have a Chatzer, here I have a Chatzer, and now both Chatzerot open up where this Pasei Birot are. So he says, Mai, so Amarle Asur. So he said, that you can't do. Now you can't carry anymore. We'll see in a minute. So Amar Rav Huna, Shtayim Asurin, Vafilu Irvu. So Rav Huna says that two chatzerot are asur, even if they made an eruv. In other words, if you look at the next picture, let's say there was a break between the two chatzerot, and they made an eruv chatzerot between these two. Now, when they make an eruv chatzerot, we view it as like one rishus. That's what an eruv chatzerot does. It means that we're all one rishus. But notwithstanding the fact that they made this and it's all one rishus. Now, we said when it's one rishus, I can carry from the one rishus to possibly be route and vice versa. So here, it was two Rishuyot, but we did an Eruv Chatzerot, but now legally it's one. But I still can't carry. Why not? Let's take a look in the Gemara. Yizera Shem Yomru, Eruv Moil, Lebein HaPasim. We're afraid that people won't realize that there's a break over here. And they'll think that both Chatzerot opened up into this Pasei Birot, and they made an Eruv based on the opening to the Pasei Birot. Now, the Takana Feirubi Chatzerot is only when you open up into a Mavui, in other words, like an enclosed area. Here it's opening up into an area which is very much Mefulash, very much open. So that's what we're concerned with people will think. We'll see in a minute, and I'll pause in another couple lines. He says, Rava Amar, Irvu Mutar. Rava says, look, if they made an Eruv between these two, then I'm fine with it. They can go and carry there. So Amalei by the Rava. So Bai says to Rava, Tani de Masailach, I have a Brisa that supports you. I think you're right. If you have an Eruv between the Chatzer Aleph and Chatzer Beis, and it's one Rishus, and then I think everybody's fine carrying there. Because the Brisa says, Chatzer Shurushacha Nichlas Lebein HaPasim. If you have a Chatzer that opens up to the Bein HaPasim, like we did in picture 18, Mutal Talthim Mitoka Lebein HaPasim, Bein HaPasim Mitoka, I can carry back and forth. Aval Shtayim Asur. But if there's two chatzerot you can't carry, but if they made an eruv, then you're allowed to. So he says, so that raya seems so muchrach, it seems on all fours, pro Rava, it looks like Rav Huna is in trouble. Rav Huna looks like he's in trouble because Rav Huna says that you can't do that. So he says, Lema tevei tiv to Rav Huna. Should I say that now Rav Huna is all upgeschlacht? So Amalach Rav Huna. Rav Huna would say to you, Hatam dahadrin ve'irvan. Rav Huna would explain the Braisa is talking about where, and this again, this machloket we show how to understand this. There's another bigger breach between the two chatzerot. So there's a smaller breach here, and then a bigger breach here. So the bigger breach is so open and notorious that everybody would see it. Everybody would notice it. He says, that's the case that Bryce is talking about. So Rav Huna says, yeah, if it's open and notorious and everybody sees this big breach, yeah, and then they made an Erev, then I'm in line with that. Okay? All right, let me pause for a second and take some questions, comments, or thoughts.
Yeah, what's yeah but it's open and notorious that there's a breach, but is it open and notorious that they made an Erev between them?
Yeah, so that I assume that like people would realize. I don't know what you're right. In other words, the fact that they made the Erev, you have to inquire about it. But it means that people would see like the big breach and Mistama think in their minds they must have made an Erev. That's the idea. That part's the open and notorious part. Otherwise you're right. In terms of the Erev, you have to always inquire if somebody made an Erev. You wouldn't know that, you would be able to see it, but you could assume it. Any other questions, comments, thoughts? Everybody good? All right, let me move on. Now, we're on the 10th line on Chaf Amud Aleph, 20A, the 10th line. All right, let me, I don't think we need pictures anymore for a bit. All right, let me get rid of pictures. All right, so it says, Bai Minei Abai Mi Rabba. Now, Abai asks Rabba a sixth question. We're on Chaf Amud Aleph, 20A, around the 10th line down. Welcome, Robert, okay? And Aaron Gershon, welcome as well. And Aaron Moshe, nice to have you also. Okay, so it says, Bai Minei Abai Mi Rabba. Abai posed the following question to Rabba. Yav Shumayim B'Shabbat Mahu. Now, again, we've been speaking about the Pasei Biraud, and I'm just to review, the Pasei Biraud are like these flimsy partitions, which Chazal had a leniency you could use, but only for the Olei Regalim to permit them to get water for their animals. That was the heter. Otherwise, because it's Paritz is Merubah La'omed. It's more open than closed. Normally, it doesn't qualify as a partition, but here, the Chachamim relied on the Din Torah, that it is a good partition. But he said, let's say the water dries up on Shabbos, and now there's no more water. I assume it could be a well, but it could be more likely a bore. Like if I have a bore, so the bore collects the rainwater, and now the rainwater dried up. Now there's more rainwater. Am I allowed to carry there? So in other words, the whole heter was just to get the water. Otherwise, we don't have these heterim. So Amar Leih Klum Naaseh Mechitza Ela B'Shvil Mayim. Mayim Ein Kan, Mechitza Ein Kan. He said the whole heter was to permit the animals to get the water, and then once the animals get the water, people can get water as well. But there's no water, it's like you're out of gas. And so now the whole mechitza collapses, meaning you cannot carry there anymore. Once the water runs out, your mechitza is not a zero. So by Ravin posed the following question, Yav Shumai B'Shabbat, Uval B'Shabbat Mahu. What if the water dries? In other words, going into Shabbos, I have mechitza, I have water. Then, you know, Shabbos morning at 6 a.m., there's no more water. Then, at 11 a.m. on Shabbos, is a torrential downpour. And now we have water. So now am I cooking with gas again? So Amar Leih Abaye. So Abaye says to Ravin, Yavshu b'Shabbat lo tibay lach debay minei demar upash leh da'asir. In terms of drying up, that there's no question because I asked Rabba. Mar is the master. Rabba, I asked Rabba. He said, "That's it. You're finished." Baumayim lo tibay lach. And if the water comes then again on Shabbos, you also don't have a problem. Why? Dahabal mechitza asui b'Shabbat. That's the equivalent of a mechitza that was erected on Shabbos, a partition that was erected on Shabbos. Vitani, we learn the brisa, kol mechitza asui b'Shabbat, bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid, bein b'onis, bein b'ratzon, shema mechitza. That any partition which is erected on Shabbos, well, you did b'shogeg, because you're not allowed to erect the partition on Shabbos, or you did b'mezid, you said, I don't care about Shabbos, or it was ones or ratzon, it was against your will, or it was willingly, it's called a partition. So once it's up, it's up. So now I'm cooking with fire again. So the Gemara says, V'lav itmar lo amar Rav Nachman lo shanu lezrok v'al atal t'lo. But wasn't it said, didn't Rav Nachman say that when the partition is erected on Shabbos, that's to give you all the burdens of the partition, none of the benefits? So the burdens are, now I treat like Rosh Hashanah Yachid, if I throw from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into this area with the partitions that were erected on Shabbos, I'm chayav for hotza'ah. But in terms of a heter to carry in that area, I don't have a green light to carry in the area. So what are you saying to me? If we get water, now mechitzas are back. It's just like the mechitza, but that mechitza doesn't work that way so well. So the Gemara says, Ki itmar the Rav Nachman amazed it. When Rav Nachman said his halakha, he's not amazed. In other words, if a person was machal Shabbos amazed, so we'll say, yeah, you're going to have all the detriment of Shabbos. that we're going to treat it like Rosh Hashiyachid. Now you'd be chayav on a deraisa level. But for the heter to carry, we're not going to give you a heter to carry in that area. But if it's here we're not talking about mazid. Here we're saying the rain came or whatever. Now I have water. So that's definitely it's not even shogig. It's less than that. And you're in good shape. All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? All right. I'm moving on. All right. So let's take a look. Okay. So I'm up to Amar Reb Lazar. All right. So Amar Reb Lazar, Zorik Lebein Pasei Biraud Chayav. If a person, let's say he's in the Rishus Arabim in the public domain, he picks up a ball, he throws it, and it lands in between the Pasei Biraud. So he's chayav from Malach on Shabbos. He took from Rishus Arabim to Rishus Yachid. So the Gemara says, Pshita, Yilav Mechitza Hiyech Mishtari Lei Lamalot. If it weren't good mechitzas, of course, it's an obvious halakha. If it wasn't good mechitzas, how would we be permitted to draw water from it? You know, again, the boar or the be'er is Rishus Yachid, and you want to pull water out to give to your animal. So how would it be permitted to do that unless it was Rishus Yachid? Lo tzricha, the avid ke'en pasei birot b'rishut rabim, v'zarek latocha chayav. So the Gemara says, no, that Rav Nachman was not talking about the typical pasei birot. We're not talking about these L-shaped wedges that surround a well or a cistern. We're talking about four L wedges that were placed plonk into the rishut rabim with no well there. So he says, so it's teaching me that if once I set up those four L wedges, I create a rishut yachid on a doraisa level. And if I throw from the Rishus Rabim to the Rishus Yachid, I'm chayav for Hutzah, for Hachnas on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Nami Pshita. That's also obvious, the Gemara says. Ilav de ba'ama mechitzahi, gabi bor heikim mishtari l'tatle. If it were not a mechitza on a deraisa level, how could the Chachamim have ever permitted you to carry by the boar? So it's also an obvious question, an obvious point. So the Gemara says, Lo tzricham, afagav de kabaki barabim. No, the Chiddush is that even though the Rabbim walked through this this area, let me see if he has any pictures. I don't think he has a picture on this, but let me see. No. All right, he doesn't have a picture here. Anyway, so it means that even though the Rabbim, even though the multitudes, the public walks through the area with the Pasei Biraot, it doesn't lose its status. Umay kamash malan, d'lo'atu Rabbim v'adli nechitzta. So what is he teaching me? That the rabbim walking through an area are not going to nullify the partitions that are there. In other words, the partitions are creating a rishus yachid, a private domain, but the rabbim going there, that's giving it a different character, I would think. So kamash malan, not this way. That's what Rav Nachman is teaching me. So the Gemara says, but ha'ama Rav Lazar chadazimna. But if that's, it was Rav Lazar who made the statement. I'm sorry, I kept saying Rav Nachman. Rav Lazar, right? Yeah, it's Rav Lazar. Right? Yeah. I'm sorry. I should have said Reb Lazar. So the Gemara says, but Reb Lazar already said this once before. He says, Didnan, because we learned the Mishnah. This Mishnah is on Daf Kaf Beit, which is Monday's Daf Yomi. Didnan, Reb Yehuda Omer, Maita Derech Shudram of Satan, Yisal Kenel Tzadim. Now we're talking about regular Pasei Biraot. So Tana Reb Yehuda says, if the Rabbim walk through that area, I should divert the Rabbim, because the Rabbim are not consistent with Rishus Yachid. I can't have the Rabbim going there and be able to carry from the boar. He says, "V'chachamim omri menu tzarech." Chachamim say, "Nishkefer lach." It doesn't make a difference. The Rabbim come, it's still Rishus Yachid. So that's the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, "Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar d'amri tarvayu." So concerning that Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar both say, but we want to focus on Rabbi Lazar. They both say, "Kano diecha kochan shamachitzot." That here the Chachamim teach us how the strength or, you know, of mechitzot, of these partitions, that they're able to withstand, means on a legal fashion, even if the rabbim are coming in there, that it's still a rishus yachid. So if that's the case, if Rav Lazar taught me this halakha over there, why does that have to, so again, Rav Lazar said 15 lines earlier that if a person throws the bein pasei biraot, he's chayav from halach on Shabbos. So he said, that's so obvious, of course you are. So in other words, no. We're talking about Pasei Biraot, not around a boar or a be'er. We're talking Pasei Biraot on the Rishus Rabim, and the Rabim were going through there, and you're chayav. So it's interesting. But he already said it once before. He said it on this mission. What does he have to say it twice? So the Gemara says, Ime Hatam, if I only had that second statement, the one we just did, Havamina Kan Velo Sphere Light. When he says, Kan Hodiacha, what is it? Hakan Hodiacha Kochan Shamachitzot, if he only had that statement, I'd say, yeah. He's saying, here, the Chachamim are telling me this. But he personally doesn't hold from it. He holds like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. If I have the rabim going through, I'm a gahak tzuris. So kamash malan kanu sfirle. So the first statement is teaching me, no, in akinami, he agrees with the sheets of chachamim. So once I say the first statement, that really tells me everything. Once Reb Elazar says, if you throw from Lushus Rabim into this Pasei Birod, and the Rabim are walking there, you're chayiv, and he's saying in his own name. So I know that he holds that way. Why do I need the second statement? He says, Chana Meklal Chaverita Itmar. So the Gemara says the second statement he really didn't say. In other words, his Tamidim, you know, extrapolated from that statement a Hezber on the Mishnah. But Reb Elazar really only made the first statement. The first statement was, if you take something from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and throw it to the Bein Pasei Biraot, you're chayav for, you know, hachnas on Shabbos, for, you know, being motzi mirushut rishut on Shabbos, and even though the Rabbim are walking through the Pasei Biraot. The second statement, the Talmidim extrapolated from there, the Hezber on the Mishnah. Okay, let's see, questions, comments, and thoughts. I see you looking at me, Fern. I got that look. So let's see what you got. No, nothing. You're good.
No, nothing. I was disturbed in the middle.
Okay. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Anybody good? Everybody good? Anybody? All right. I'm moving on then, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Let's go on. All right. So we're four lines from the bottom on Chaf Amud Aleph, 20a, four lines from the bottom. So if you remember, we did the Mishnah on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, 17b, Yud Zayin Amud Beis, a few lines from the Mishnah, I'm going back to Yud Zayin Amud Beis. It says, Mutar l'kriv l'be'er v'ashtei par rosh ruba b'fnim v'shoto, that a person can bring the Pasei Biraot, and again, the Pasei Biraot are these like L-shaped wedges, as close to the be'er as he wants, provided there's enough room for the cow to have its head and most of its body in the area. In other words, when you're giving water to the cow, it has to have its head and most of its body in that area. So if I make it too small than that, then I'm out of gas. So let's see back in the Gemara. So now we're on Chaf Amud Aleph, 28. Tanana Tam, we learn the Mishnah later on, Daf Tadi Tet. Lo yamod adam b'rishit harabim v'yishtev b'rishit ha'yachid. A person, a human, shouldn't stand in the Rishit harabim in the public domain and drink in the Rishit ha'yachid. B'rishit ha'yachid v'yishtev b'rishit harabim. Or vice versa. Ellen Kane, machlis rosh of rubo l'makom shu shoteh. Unless he puts his head and most of his body in the place that he's drinking. Meaning, let's say I'm in my house and I'm taking a cup of water from the Rishit harabim to drink. And I'm sticking my head a little bit out the window. So I shouldn't do that unless I'm sticking most of my body out the window, because in other words, there's a likelihood I'll bring the cup into the Rishus Yachid and then I'll be chayav for Hachnasa. In other words, most likely I'll bring the cup to where most of my body is. So I shouldn't do this unless Rosho Verubo. It's similar to another, who can remember a similar halacha, which we had not too long ago, about Rosho Verubo with a human. Anybody remember a similar halacha about Rosho Verubo with a concern that the person would pull the Rosh of Rubo into a different Rishus? Do you remember? When I say it, you'll remember it right away. It has to do with Sukkos. Remember with Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharani? Yeah, Fern's got it. Remember, he says, remember that we had the Machloka Beit Hillel Beit Shammai, that they found him, and the idea is that
by the door of the Sukkah.
Right, when you make it next to the house.
You have to Rosh of Rubo B'Sukkah, right? otherwise, we're afraid you'll be Nimshach. And if I'm just sticking my head in the Sukkah, I'm concerned the person's going to go outside the sukkah and eat. Okay.
Yeah.
So on this halacha, if you fall out the window, then you drank okay.
Well, let's take a look.
Fall out the window. Where's Aaron Gershon? Where's it?
All right. He's there.
He's the one who was carrying the water.
Okay. Now, turn page. We're on Chaf Amud Beis, 20B, the top line. B'chein Begat. Now, B'chein Begat is by a wine press. This halacha has got nothing to do with Hilchot Shabbos. It's an unrelated halacha. It's talking about a din in Maasrot and Trumot. So a person on a deraisa level is only chayav in Trumos and Maasrot. So once the processing, God is a wine press. So you're producing wine. So on a deraisa level, I'm only chayav to take Trumos and Maasrot once the processing is complete. But on a Drabanan level, even if I have it in the God, is considered not to be the processing complete. But in the God, so on a Drabanan level, in the God, also, if I have it, you know, Derek Keva, if I have it in a sort of like a permanent way, then I'm also chayv in Trumas and Maestros. But if I have it Derek Arai, like a snack, in the God, so then I'm allowed to drink it without Trumas and Maestros. So he's saying that, it means, let me go back. In other words, if the wine is still being processed. But I have it, Bedera Keva, so then I have to take Trumas Masros. But if I have it, it's still being processed, and I eat it Derech Harai, I'm allowed to have it. So Chazal teaches Derech Harai, if I have it in the Gat, and I'm having Derech, that's called Derech Harai, I don't take Trumas Masros. So he's saying, Bechein Begat, if I'm having the wine in the wine press, so as long as my Rosh of Aruba was in like the area where the wine press is, I don't know if it's covered or whatever, but then I come under that leniency. So the top line of the Gemara. So that's the end of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Gabi Adam Ha'amar by Rosh of Rubo. So by a human, we say Rosh of Rubo, going back to the Hilchot Shabbos, has to be in the place where I'm doing the drinking. Gabi Parami Bainan La Rosh of Rubo Olo. So what about by the cow? So we'll see. We'll connect it up to the Mishnah shortly. To the cow, do I need the same thing? So Kol Hechad Nakit Man of Lo Nakit Lo Loti by Lach by Rosh of Aruba Milagav. So the Gemara takes that there's two possibilities. The human is holding the water, but he may or may not also be holding on to the cow. Let's see if he's got a person with cow here. Okay, so here you see. Right. So here you see he's giving water to the cow, and the cow has an afsar, a halter, a leash, whatever, around its neck. So he's got everything is restrained. And then, but sometimes not that way. So let's see back in the Gemara. So he says, so if he's holding on to the keli, but he's not holding on to the halter with the animal, then certainly you need Rosh of Aruba of the animal inside, because we're concerned that the animal will turn its head away, and then I, to try to give it water, will end up inadvertently carrying out the, you know, taking the pail from the Rosh Yach to the Rosh Rabim. He says, Kiti Baila Chechen the Nakit Man of a Nakit Law. My, but let's say I'm holding on to everything. Let's say in picture 24, I'm holding on to the pail, I'm holding on to the animal. So do I need Rosh Aruba in the Rosh Yachid? Maybe I have everything under my, you know, dominion and control, and it doesn't make a difference if Roba Aruba is outside. That's the Gemara's question. So Amar Le Tani Tua. I don't know who's talking to who here. The Gemara says Amar Le. He said, I don't know who the Amar Le is. I didn't see anything in the art school to comment on it. So Amar Le Tani Tua. So he said to him, don't we learn the answer to this question in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Vajte Papar Rosh of Ruba Mibifnim Mishota, that with the Pase Biraot, that the animal has to be mostly Bifnim and drinking. He says, My lab, Denakit Lab, and Akit Mana. Is it not that the Mishnah is talking about that he's like here in picture 25, that he's holding on to the leash or whatever, what do you call the part around the animal's neck? What would that be called? Is that not leash?
Collar, right.
Like, so they said halter, the collar, right. So in other words, he's holding on to, so the Gemara says, so he says, Denakit love and akit mana. So he says, is it not that the Mishnah is teaching me that even though he's holding on to the halter and he's holding on to the pail, he still sees Rosh of Ruba. Lo, denakit mana of a lo nakit law. So the Gemara says, no, it could be the Mishnah is talking about that the requirement is only when he's holding on to the keli and he's not holding on to her. So in other words, so the question we have, again, is like in the quick picture 24, do I get a special din in picture 24 that I don't need rove of the para in the Rosh Yachid because I'm holding on to it. I got it all firmly under my control. So the Gemara says, "V'chinakit man of lo nakit la mishori." So the Gemara says, "Does that make sense? The hesber we're giving." So we're saying the Mishnah is talking about where I'm holding on to pail, I'm not holding on to the collar, and that in Rosh Rubo, and the other thing is more kula. But does that make sense? He says, in other words, the Gemara is like shifting gears now. "V'chinakit man of lo nakit la mishori." Would I be allowed to even give water to the animal, even if Rosh Aruba is in the Rosh Yachid, if I'm not holding on to the animal? Vahatani, we learn in the Braisa, Lo Yimalei Adam Mayim Yitein B'Shabbat Lefnei Behemto, a person shouldn't fill a pail of water and put it before his behemah on Shabbos, which is what we're talking about. He says, Aval Mamali Hu V'Shofech V'Hishot Meila, but I could take the pail, fill a trough with it, and the animal does its own thing. I don't care what the animal does. So the Gemara says, so that sounds like when we say Lo Yimalei Adam Mayim Yitein B'Shabbat Lefnei Behemto, that sounds like the that I'm holding on onto the keli and I'm not holding on to the animal, but I should not do that. So the Gemara says, Ha Itmar Law, but it was stated concerning that Brisa Amar Abaye. So Abaye says, what's the Bryce talking about? The Bryce is talking about a different case. It's talking about like picture, what number of picture is this? This is picture, I guess, 25. Oh yeah, 26. Okay. So he says, Amar Abaye Hacha be'evus ha'mei b'rishut rabim. So he says, no, it's talking about a whole different situation. So here you see the human, like the L-shaped wedges. Here's the well. Here's the human. He's in the Rishus Yachid. The animal is in another Rishus Yachid. And here's the Rishus Rabim. And here's a trough that's in the middle for food and for water, apparently. And the trough is the Rishus Yachid. It's 10 amot up and at least 4 amot by 4 amot. So he says, Amar by Hakba Ibus Ami Brashid Rabim, Gavoa Sartfachim, Brochav Arba'a, Brur Shoachad Nichnas Labina Pasim. And one end of the Avos here is in this Rishus Yachid, Bena Pasim. He says, so the Brisa is saying that he shouldn't take the pail of water and give it to the cow, Gzera Dimachazi Leila Avos Dimachalkel, because we're afraid that he'll see something wrong with the Avos. And here you see like a defect in the Avos. He says, Ba'at the Takune, and then he'll, you know, go to try to fix it. I don't know if he's doing Malach on Shabbos by fixing it, but he's going to fix it. V'darale l'davlo b'hadei, and he'll take the pail of water with him. V'kamapik b'mshuda yachid v'mshuda rabim. So he inadvertently, he the human, inadvertently will come to carry. So the Bryce is talking about a different case altogether. The Bryce is talking about, you know, he's got the pail or whatever, and he's giving it to the water, but we're afraid that he's going to see the cow and then carry the pail. But if he carried the pail inadvertently and put it down to rob him, would he be chayav for hachnas hotzaah? V'amar Rav Safa, Amar Rabami, Rav Yochanan, Rav Safa said in Rabami, then Rav Yochanan, v'fanach ha'patzav mizabed lezabed, v'nimel chaleim v'hotzian patur. If a person was moving items, articles, from one corner of the house to another corner of the house, and then inadvertently walks out with one of them. In other words, I picked up a book, and I thought I'm going to take the book from my bedroom to the living room, and then I walk out the front door with it. So I'm not chayiv on a deraisa level for hotzah on Shabbos. He says, Shloi ta akira mishal rishon lekach. Because in order to be chayiv, I have to do the akira with the intent that I'm going to do a hanacha in the Rishus HaRabim. If I did an akira with intent to do a hanacha in the Rishus HaYachid, so I'm not chayiv for that hotzah. So the Gemara says, so that can't be the case that the Bryce is talking about. So the question, the idea, the concern of the Bryce is that I might take the pail and inadvertently carry it, put it in the Rishus HaRabim, fix the trough, become and then I'll take from Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYachid. Okay, let's just go over again and think over what we did. So the question that the Gemara has gotten into is just introducing a new variable that perhaps we did not anticipate when we read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the cow and the head and most of the cow has to be within these diyumdin. But the Gemara introduced this variable that sometimes I could be holding on to the cow by its collar, sometimes not. So what is the Mishnah talking about? So the Gemara thought, perhaps the Gemara entertains the possibility when I'm holding on to the animal's collar, I don't need to have most of the animal within the Rishus HaYachid because I have everything under my control. Perhaps I don't need Rosha Verubo when I'm not holding on to the collar. Maybe that's the case. And the concern is that the animal will, like, you know, otherwise turn its head and take it away. But if it's Rosha Verubo and Rishus HaYachid, I'm not worried about it. That's the first Lashon. And the Gemara has not been able to be Mevarer, you know, to clarify what the halakha is in that case. We tried to bring a proof from the Brisa, but it fell by the wayside. Okay, whose request comes to us? Anything I did so far? Everybody good? Okay. Speak now or forever hold your peace. Okay, I'm moving on. Now the Gemara says, now the next piece of Gemara is virtually identical to what we did with one little difference. Let me get to the pace. Ikeda Amri. Okay, so we're Ikeda Amri. We're around six lines above where it gets wide in the Gemara. Ikeda Amri. Others had a different version of this conversation in the base medrash. Ikeda Amri, Gabi Adam HaKamrina DeSagile Barosha Verubo. With a human, it's enough Rosha Verubo. Gabi Para Misagila Barosha Verubo Olo. So is it enough with a cow to have Rosha Verubah? He says, Hecha denakit manabanakit la lo tibaylach to sagila barosha verubah. So here the Gemara is like moving it over one notch, that if he's holding on to the collar and he's got the pail, then Rosh of Ruba is sufficient. In other words, before we were thinking maybe you don't even need Rosh of Ruba. Here the Gemara is saying, now I need Rosh of Ruba. But the Gemara now is entertaining the possibility that if he's holding onto the pail and not holding onto the collar, even Rosh of Aruba is not adequate. You know, so it's like moving it over like one notch. And it was before we were sure that holding onto the collar, you're fine. Now the holding onto the collar is the one I need Rosh of Aruba. But maybe the idea is that when I'm not holding onto the collar, I need more. But maybe the more is not even Rosh of Aruba. So he brings the same proofs as we had before, and we're not going to be able to resolve it. Hey, what's up, Fern? What's up?
Why would we even think that the idea of holding the collar and the bowl, if you don't have Rosh of Aruba in the Rishut, would lighten the load here?
No. It's not on the issue of lightening the load. The issue,
you know,
is,
would make it mutar to feed him.
No. The question is, is there a concern? Did the Chachamim have a concern that I would inadvertently carry to the Rishus HaRabim? That's the issue. In other words, the concern is that the animal is going to turn its head, and I, because I'm giving the animal water, I'm nimshach, and I'll take the pail and bring it to the Rishus HaRabim. Was the animal? Where's our picture?
I think you passed it. I think you go the other way.
Yeah. So here's the animal. I'm giving the animal. Here he's holding on to the halter, but let's say I'm not holding on to the halter, and the animal like sways its head here, and I'll carry out the pail to the Rishus HaRabim. So in the first Ukimta, we thought that when he's got the halter and he's got the pail, then I don't even need Rosh of Aruba. The issue is,
that's what I'm questioning. That's exactly what I'm questioning. Why wouldn't you need Rosh of Aruba?
Because the animal can't move. In other words, I got its neck and the collar. I got the pail. He's not moving his head to the Rosh of Aruba.
She's saying it's like the first Eichat Timsa, where the guy is standing alone
That's what she's discussing. The first Eichat
Timsa. That's what she's saying.
Right, right. So there, it's under my dominion and control. I'm not concerned that anybody, that the animal is going to pull its head out on the Rosh of Rabin, because I'm holding up the collar.
But why with a Ben Adam, if you need Rosh of Arubo, I just keep thinking of the guy falling out the window, would you not need it for the Behema because you're changing the variables and holding it? In other words, just because you have control over it and you're holding the bowl, why would you not need Rosh of Arubo? That's my question.
In other words, the question is, what would happen inadvertently? So the Gemara takes it, if I'm giving water to the animal, I'm holding on to its collar, so I know that today is Shabbos, I don't want the animal turning its head out into the Rishus HaRabim. If I'm taking a drink and nobody's holding on to me, so then inadvertently I could lean out or bring the cup into where I am. You know, that's just human nature.
So in the Akimta of the first picture, 24,
right,
there is Rosh of Aruba. That's like a given in the scenario, isn't it?
No. That's again what we discussed. Let's go back to earlier in the Gemara. The Gemara said, right. So the Gemara, you're right, right. I didn't say right. So right. It's on the third line of the Gemara. I'm sorry, Fern, you're right. He says, on the third line, Kol Heichat Anakit Mana Velo. No. He said, no. Right. So the Gemara took it in the first Ukimta that if I'm holding onto the keli, I'm not holding onto the collar, then I need Rosh of Aruba. But the question is, let's say I'm holding onto both. Maybe I don't need Rosh of Aruba. That was the question, the first one.
And my question is, why wouldn't you? If for a person you need Rosh of Aruba, why for an animal wouldn't you?
Again, in other words, if I'm... In other words, the animal is the object of what I'm doing. I'm restraining it, and I'm holding it with the water, so I'm trying to do something. In other words, like I'm focused on restraining this animal, keeping it in the Rishut HaYachid, keeping the water everywhere it is. But by
keeping what in the Rishut HaYachid? The Rosh of Aruba or just...
No, the head, and the pail of the pail. I don't care about the Rosh of Aruba. I care about the pail of water. I'm keeping the pail of water in the Rishut HaYachid, and that's what I'm doing. But by me, nobody's restraining anything. There's no restraint on me. I could do whatever I want. In other words, the life form that's doing the drinking is the one that's likely to violate Shabbos or cause me to violate Shabbos. So when the animal, you know, he's drinking, I'm slopping here, I'm going there, the other place, but I'm restraining it, it's not doing it. With me, I'm the likely one that would, you know, do something with Shabbos, but nobody's restraining me.
Okay, I'll take it for now. Thank you.
Okay, all right. So now let's go back to the second Ukimta. Again, let me go back to Ikadamri. Where were we? Okay, so again, I'll go six lines above where it gets wide. Ikadamri, Gabi Ad, six lines above where it gets wide. Ikadamri, Gabi Adam, Hakamina de Saki Labi Rosh of Rubo. So in the Ikadamri, a human, it's adequate of Rosh of Rubo. That's adequate. Gabi Parami Saki Labi Rosh of Rubo Lo. Is that enough for an animal? So the Gemara says, if I'm holding on to the animal and I'm holding on to the keli, Rosh of Ruba is enough. In other words, the Gemara earlier entertained the possibility in the first Lashon, maybe we don't need Rosh of Ruba. Here we're saying we do need Rosh of Ruba. But if I'm holding on to the keli and not holding on to the animal, I don't know if Rosh of Ruba is enough to even guarantee that I won't do Hotzah. My. Amarlei Tani Tua, Vachte Parosh of Ruba Mivzneim Vishota, My Lab Denakit Man of Lo Nakit Law. So the Gemara thinks that the Mishnah is talking about where I'm holding onto the pail, I'm not holding onto the animal, and it says Rosh of Ruba is adequate. Lo, Denakit Man of Anakit Law. It could be that the Mishnah is talking about I'm holding onto both, and then I have the heter of Rosh of Ruba. But if I'm not holding onto the animal by the collar, then I'm into trouble. Vahaki Nami Mistabra. That makes sense. If I'm holding onto the pail and not holding onto the animal, am I allowed to give water to an animal on Shabbos? He says, "Vatania, lo yimlei damayim itein lebnei behemto." A person shouldn't fill a pail of water and give it before it's at the animal to drink from. But I could take it and pour it in, and it drinks on its own. So the Brisa says that I can't let the animal drink on its own. We think it's that I'm not holding on to it. So ha'itmar lam arabaye hakabeibus hamibur should rabim. So the Gemara says that price has got nothing to do with anything. That price is like this picture here, which is picture number. Where's the number here? Picture 26. Yeah, picture 26. He says hakabeibus hamibur should rabim gavoa starts vachem v'rocha barba v'rosho nichlas tabein apasim the zimnim dechazi leila evus the mekalkel ba'ati the takune. The Dari Le the Davla Bahade. So the Gemara thinks in this case, if he lets the animal drink from the pail, sometimes he'll carry the pail, he'll see something to be fixed, he'll carry the pail to Rosh Hashanah. The Kamape should Yachli should rob him. So the Gemara says, the Chihai Gavdami Mechayev, would he be Chayev in that case? From Rosafram Rabami and Ryokran, from Fanakabasami Zabad Zabad and Mimaklaim Botsian Patur, that if you just carry an object from one part of the house to the other part of the house, instead you walk out the front door, you're Patur, so Akira Mishabri Shon Lakach, Elzimdim and Takin Le, Bahadur Ma'ayule. So the Gemara revises understanding. Sometimes he'll fix the trough and leave the pail in Rosh Rabim, become Ayil Leim Rosh Rabim Rosh Yachid. He'll come and bring it back Rosh Yachid. Anyway, so the Sada Shava in both of them is, the Gemara was not able to resolve so far, either question. So the Gemara is Tashma, we're going to try to bring a proof according to the first Ukimta in the Gemara. So again, according to the first Ukimta in the Gemara, certainly, if I'm holding on to the Keli, If I'm holding on to the keli and I'm not holding to the animal, I need Rosh of Ruba. The question is, if I'm holding on to both, do I need Rosh of Ruba? So the Gemara says, Tashima, Gamal, Shirosho Ruba Mifnim. So again, the thing we want to know, if I'm holding on to the keli, holding on to the animal, do I need Rosho Ruba? That's the question. So this is Gamal, Shirosho Ruba Mifnim. I have a camel now with the Pasebi route, and it's Rosho Ruba Mifnim. Most of it's inside. Ov Sinoto Mibifnim. I can force feed it. Obviously, we had this earlier in the Gemara. I'm sticking the food down its gut. That's the end of the Braisa. But Ivus Kimantanakit Manabanakila Damian. So the process of stuffing down the food down the animal's neck is the legal equivalent of holding onto the animal by its collar and holding onto the pail of water. The Kabain and Rosh of Ruba. And the Braisa says, I need Rosh of Ruba. I need its head and most of the body there. So it sounds like, following the first Ukimta, that Rosh of Aruba I need across the board, even if I'm holding on to the collar. So Amar Vacha Barav Hun, Amar Sheshet, Shan Gamal, Hovut Savaro Roch. So he says, a camel might be a different situation. The camel, he's got a very long neck. So even if even if I'm holding on to the collar, the animal's neck can go outside into Rosh Hashanah. Most animals, if I'm holding on to the collar, let me see if do I have a picture. Yeah, okay. So here's a little picture. He's stuffing the animal, but the idea is the camel's got a long neck, so there's more chashash that even under those circumstances, the camel will go outside, unless I have Rosh of Ruba with him. But maybe a cow, if I'm holding onto the pail, I'm holding onto the collar, I'm good, even not Rosh of Ruba. So he says, Amar Abacha, okay, now, Tashma, so we try to bring another proof. Behema Sherosh of Ruba Bifnim, Obsin Tab Bifnim. This price just is an animal. So an animal that's head and robe Bifnim, I can force feed it inside. Bifnim means inside the Pasi B route. So he says, so Baha'ebus come on to Nakit Man of Anakit law. And what is the Baha in here? Damia, yeah. He says, Vinakula Damia, Vikabain and Rosh of Rubo. And here it says, I still need Rosh of Rubo. It's not a camel, I need Rosh of Rubo. So he says, My Behema Nami, Dikatani Gamal. He says, what does that price mean? It could mean the camel. So it's just, you only brought me proofs of camel. He says, Vahatani, but we learned the price of Vahatani Behema, Vahatani Gamal. But I learned one price is camel. One price says Behema. So presumably they both can't be the same thing. Midi Gabi Hadari Tanya. Were they both taught together? In other words, if I have a series of brises taught together, once is Gamal, once is Behema, so Behema is obviously not Gamal. But if I have a brisa here and a brisa there, once is Gamal, once is Behema, the Behema one can be talking about a Gamal. So I'm still nowhere. So the Gemara says, Tani Nami Hachi. So one second. Okay. So now we're going to bring a proof that the camel is an exceptional case. Tani Nami Hachi, Reb Lezer Oser Begamal hold with Savaro Aroch. Reb Lezer, he holds that, 1 second. Yeah. He holds, even when this Rosh of Rubo is Bifnim, and Lechora, it sounds like, even when I'm holding on to it, I can't stuff the animal because of its long neck. But the point is, you see that the camel, has a whole different din with long neck. All right. So we were not able to be mevarer that whole piece.
So you wouldn't suggest feeding a giraffe on Shabbos?
Yeah, what? Say again?
You wouldn't suggest feeding a giraffe
on Shabbos? Yeah, right.
Always good for the jokes and smokes, Arthur.
All right. Now the Gemara says, "Amar Yitzchak Bar Ada Lohutra Pasi Bivram Loli Regalim Bavad." So the different things. So he says that again, the Pasi Bivram aren't like usable in every situation. So he says they're only for the Oli Regalim, the pilgrims who make Alila Regal. Batani Lohutra Pasi Bivram Lagabi Behim Bavad. But another Bryce says that they're only for animals, and anybody can draw water from the animal that's not connected with the regal, it's just anybody. So he says, my behema, behema ole regalim, means for the behema ole regalim, it's zelbazach. In other words, that the pasi biron only for the behemas of the ole regalim. And then once abal, adam, but if, let's say you're a human and you want to drink water, so I can't, the pasi biron don't do anything for me. Metapis for ole, metapis fiore, I have to climb down and drink the water there or climb out and do it there. In other words, it's because that's a Rosh Hashanah where the well is. Ini, is this true? V'amar Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel Lohutru Pasi Birod Ela Be'er Mayim Chayim Bavad. The Shmuel says that the Pasi Birod only for Be'er Mayim Chayim, like spring water, well water, and the Gemara takes it, V'ila Behem Amali Chayim Amali Mukhunasim. If, in other words, what you're saying, the Heter Pasi Birod is just for the animals. Once the animals have the Heter, I could take it for the humans as well. But the Ikar Heter is for the animals. And if the animals aren't present, so then, in other words, let's say I'm just an individual and I want to drink water from a well and I want to set up Pasi B'Rod, it doesn't cut it. I can't do that. So he says, but why does the Brisa say that it's only bare, according to Shmuel, not the Brisa, why does Shmuel say it's only bare Mayim Chayim, it's spring water? In other words, I can't take, according to Shmuel, from a boar, from a cistern. Why does it, who cares what the animal drinks? So the Gemara says, but in the Adam. In other words, somehow he says here in the art scroll that since the boards are accepted as valid partitions, it's only fitting the water be of superior quality, fit for humans. In other words, since the whole heter is because of the water, we require a superior water supply. But in Achinami, the heter is really basically for the animal. All right. All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Now, one second. Yeah, he has a blurb here in the art scroll after footnote 5. And so the Gemara doesn't come to an answer about the whole thing. He says, therefore, Rav Anan's objection is let's see, where's Rav Anan? Is valid. When an animal is unrestrained, the Braisa forbids holding the container from the animal while it drinks, even with his head and most of his body inside the enclosure. And when the animal is restrained, when we hold the container and give it drink, even when his head and most of his body are not inside. In what case then does the mission require that it be water? All right, I don't know. Okay. Anyway, I think that's it for today. Any questions, comments, and thoughts? All right.
Thank you for changing the time.
Let me end the recording.
I want to